This segment has to do with the resurrections and the judgments. Listening time is approximately 9 minutes. Take a look at the outline. What's the overview?
Types of people.
There are two types of people, and you can find that in Acts 24:15, and I'll tell you what they are. The just and the unjust. Those who are saved and those who aren't saved. There's no middle ground here, black and white. Under B, we then have two types of resurrection taking place. But there's several different time periods. So the resurrection's going to be the same for the just and the unjust. Does that make sense? Okay. C then says there are two types of judgments taking place at several different times. We have the just in the Bema judgment. We have the just and the unjust.
And the unjust.
And the unjust as the sheep.
And the goats.
And the goats. There are two different judgments. That's why I call it the just, unjust, and then the unjust. There are two different ones. The sheep and goats have both in it, the just and the unjust. The sheep are the just and the unjust are the goats. When does that take place? At the end of what?
Tribulation.
Tribulation. The white throne takes place at the end of the
millennium,
the unjust. How many judgments are there? Whether it's for the just or the unjust. How many different judgments? We have the Bema, we have the sheep and goats, and we have the white throne.
Three.
The Bema is for the just only, and that's in heaven with the church. At the end of the tribulation, you have the goat and sheep. And at the end of the millennium, you have the white throne judgment. See, there are three. I used to think there are two. I got the goat and sheep mixed up with the white throne. The Roman numeral 2, now we're going into resurrection. Sometimes these are called fruits, or they're called the harvests, or they're called the gleanings. Different words in Scripture, so we don't want to get confused. Under A, we see first fruits, or the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you can read about that in those references. The second fruit would be what? This in two phases now. The first phase is called the main harvest. And that's going to be what?
Dead or asleep
in Christ. Dead or asleep refers to the same thing.
In Christ.
They're saved. Paul uses both of those words figuratively because they're physically dead. And he says they're asleep, not because their body is sleeping, because the soul and the spirit are alive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as though the body's sleeping because it's waiting for the resurrection. It's symbolic. So the dead in Christ rise first. And then those alive are the second phase under C will be what?
Alive in Christ.
Right. Those are still alive at the time of the rapture. And it says that they are the what? What harvest? They're part of this main harvest. So those dead in Christ, those alive in Christ, are the main harvest. That's the big harvest at that one time. And it comes just moments after one another. The dead raised, and then those alive caught up. Could be a matter of seconds or a few minutes. It's presented as one event with two parts to it. Under D, I call it the fourth fruits or the gleanings. The Bible calls it gleanings. After you've had a harvest and a few things are left over, you try to harvest a fruit tree, you can't get it all off. So then somebody comes along and decides to finally get this tree stripped completely. That's called the gleanings. When is the gleaning? I call it the fourth fruit. They're going to be the Old Testament saints and the tribulation saints who were dead or alive at the end of the tribulation. That's the goat and sheep one. E, there are no fruit, no harvest, and what are they going to be?
All unbelievers
after the millennium. So those are the resurrections. The purpose is for judgment. So now under 3, the judgments, we have Jesus Christ is the judge, and that's all the references for that. We have the Bema. That's where the second and third fruits, or the major harvest, take place, and that is for reward only. Then we have the golden sheep judgment. That's the fourth fruits, or the gleanings of those dead, alive, coming out of the tribulation, and the Old Testament saints. And you can read that in Matthew 25. Mm-hmm. See, that parallels to what's above, the resurrection. But these are the judgments. They all fit together. I'm just isolating them. Then we have D, the white throne judgment, no fruits, all unbelievers throughout history. And it's the end of the millennium. And you can read that in Revelation 20, 11. Now, the next page, I gave you a chart to try to help explain it. Dealing with Hades and paradise and torments and hell and heaven. These are very confused terms, and I give you a lot of cross-references for them. Hades has two compartments, and they are what?
Paradise and torments.
Paradise and torments, that's right. Many people just call torments Hades, and I used to think there was Hades and paradise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. Hades is the category for both. And then there are two compartments within Hades. And that's paradise and torments.
Paradise people are saved, right?
Yes. Paradise people are saved prior to the cross. Mm-hmm. Their sins were covered by accepting God and being obedient to God. Try to illustrate this. We have heaven. Then I have a line mm-hmm. there, and then I have Earth, and I have another line, and I have Hades. And then Hades is divided into two compartments, paradise and torment. Hell would be the lake of fire, which is below that. Mm-hmm. Let's take the timeline, and it's not the scale. Paradise is taken to heaven when? Look, it's over by the cross. Remember Jesus said to that thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
Oh, when Jesus died.
So when Jesus died, this guy died, he goes to paradise because mm-hmm. he got saved. The other guy went to torments.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a coincidence that God had one of each up there to show us. There it is. There's your choice. But then Jesus wasn't just sitting in the tomb. He still right. got spirit form. And he's doing things in those 3 days. And one of the things is he goes to paradise and takes paradise to heaven. Now their sins are forgiven. So now they can be absent from the body and present with the Lord, the saints. After the cross, at physical death, the believers are taken to heaven. Paradise is empty today. Torments has all the unbelievers. Nobody's in hell. Then we go through the church age, and now we get to the rapture. And what do we have? The bodies of the dead in Christ are raised. That's at the rapture. Alive believers are taken to heaven. Those that are dead in Christ, their bodies are resurrected and joined with their soul and spirit. If those alive, their bodies are changed to the glorified body. So those two groups then are combined, and they're in heaven.
So there wasn't anybody in paradise after Jesus died and rose then.
You're absolutely right. The beam of judgment coming during that 7-year tribulation, and then at the very end we have the day of the Lord. Now, if you continue on the next section, we have the 1,000-year reign, mm-hmm. and then we have the white throne judgment taking place at the end of that, and then you have the beginning of the new heaven and earth. And at that judgment, we have the resurrection of torments, Old and New Testament unjust, cast into hell.